If approved, the bill would enfranchise approximately 40,000 people, many of them African Americans. It would repeal restrictions enacted in the 1960s denying voting rights to parolees. Milwaukee State Representative Tamara Grigsby says the change would erase a restriction that dates back to the Jim Crow laws designed to prevent blacks from voting.
It seems that those laws are still in place. Since 1997, 18 states have made progressive changes to their ex-offender disenfranchisement laws. These states have found that the simple act of voting makes ex-offenders feel more connected to their communities and is an important step towards their rehabilitation.
Opponents of the measure are worried that parolees who are revoked just before an election may try to vote absentee from prison, but State Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says current state laws would prevent that. Kennedy also says allowing ex-felons to vote would actually save money by eliminating the need to generate lists of ex-felons for poll workers to check.
If this bill passes, it's not necessary to have those lists. That saves us about $13,000 in printing costs. It also saves the Department of Corrections because they have to do special programming to break this out into the various areas.
The felon voting bill failed to pass in the last session, but it appears to be gaining momentum with the new Democratic majority. It's likely that by the next statewide election, voter rolls will include people who have served time in jail but are still on probation or parole. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.